Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Are you grieving? Let's go in-depth with Jan Rozga, author of Raw Survival, A Practical Guide to Living Through Loss. Well, Jan, I'm very sorry. 12 years ago or so, you lost your son.
Right, just over 11 years ago. 11 years. We're going on 12 now, yeah.
Tell me about him.
David was, really a funny kid. He was a kind kid. He liked to joke around. He had a soft spot for people that were hurting too. Friends. There was a kid in high school, especially, that he kind of befriended and just included him occasionally in some things to help him to feel like he belonged. He belonged. David, I mean, he had it all. He really had it all. He had a bright future. He was going to UNI, preparing to go to UNI that fall and room with one of his best friends from high school. And they'd already decided, what certain things they wanted to get for the room. And I mean, it's just all that exciting stuff as a senior that, you go through. Yeah, he was making plans for the future and excited for the future. And then in an instant, one decision changed everything.
And that decision was to commit suicide?
Initially, he and a group of his friends decided they were going to smoke a synthetic drug called K2. And they had learned about it from some kids that were back from Iowa State. So it was something that they could smoke. It wasn't marijuana, so they wouldn't be breaking the law. It would be purchased at, there was a place at Southridge Mall, and they purchased it there. Basically, it was sold as incense. But everybody who bought it, including those who sold it, knew that the purchaser would smoke it. And so they decided to do that. So a week after David graduated from high school, he got together with his friends and they smoked it. And David wasn't feeling right afterwards. He became agitated and paranoid, and he told his friends that he felt like he was in hell. So he didn't say, I feel like crap for a Christian young man to describe how he was feeling as if I feel like I'm in hell, that was very, very telling. The others did not respond that way, but he did, and he took his life 90 minutes later.
I guess that's the way I'm supposed to say it, take his life.
Yeah, well, and it's... However, you want to say that. Yeah, I hate that word, but it's the word. So, but you can say whatever you want, but.
I'm sorry. There's so many ways to offend in an interview like this unintentionally.
I'm going to just tell you right now, don't be worried. You're not going to offend me. And if you have questions that you want to ask, just ask. And, it's okay. I truly am an open book. I really am. It's called Raw Survival. So you will not offend me. Truly, you won't.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Jan Rozga, author of Raw Survival, A Practical Guide to Living Through Loss. Raw Survival, A Practical Guide to Living Through Loss. The loss of a child is just, I can't imagine a worse loss.
I still can't, I mean, we're going on 12 years. I still can't believe it happened. I mean, I just can't believe it. And, you know, we were really, you know, we thought, well, this makes no sense at all. You know, he was making plans for the future. He was not acting like someone who didn't care about life. He put an effort in different things in his senior year. Why would you do that if you didn't care? So we learned a lot about K2 and what it is. And David was not the first person to take his life. We learned that the way that they make it, my husband's better at this than I am, but basically we learned through the DEA that the people that make it take inert plant material, spread it out, take a garden hose filled with chemical compounds that aren't, what's the right word?
FDA approved.
Yeah. They're just chemical compounds. They spray this inert plant material and let it dry. We were told too that when they do this, that there's no quality control. So if they sneeze, there might be a hot spot there. It just depends. It just depends. So, you know, did David get a hot spot in his? I don't know. It came from the same packet. The other boys did not react the same way. But yeah, we learned that hallucinations are the nature of the beast with this, that some kids experience. I mean, I can't imagine how he suffered before he took his life. I just can't even fathom it.
Well, I don't want to dwell too much on that particular substance, but is it still legal? Do parents still have to worry and kids have to worry?
Yes, synthetic drugs are still out there. We were advocates for that. We went to the local police, they were investigating David's death, and they determined that he was not depressed or suicidal. This was a new thing for them. And so they told us this issue needs a voice. And so we agreed to be that voice in the middle of everything. So we were asked to go to, we did PSAs. And oh my gosh, within a month or so, and I remember looking at those, looking back on them. Oh my gosh, we looked horrible. But it was important to let people know this is out there and it's seemingly safe. It's sold as incense, but it says it's not for human consumption, but that's how people use it. And the people know that it's marketed to our kids like that. So, we tried to educate people on the dangers of synthetic drugs. And that was like David's legacy. So we did that. We went to the state house. They did change. They didn't have any laws against it or to protect the kids. So we went there. It was received, but some people were like, it was amazing how some people were like, well, you know, maybe they didn't believe us. I don't know. It was an uphill. Yeah, it was an uphill battle for some people. But then it took us to Washington, D.C. Mike was asked to testify at two different U.S. Hearings on synthetic drugs. And Senator Grassley and Senator Feinstein, who were chair and co-chair at the time of the, it's called something different, Narcotics Senate Caucus. But they asked if they could name the bill after him. And so the first piece of legislation was named after him, David Mitchell Rozga Act. So we worked hard. We felt like we got some things done. We felt like we educated the public, not just locally, but nationally. And, but like I talked to Linda Kalin at the Poison Control Center just a few weeks ago, and she said, crime lab, I mean, I get reports from the crime lab, and synthetic drugs are still out there. You know, so that's just, oh my gosh. So then I think, well, maybe we need to throw our hat in there again. And then I think, oh my gosh, it was gut-wrenching.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jan Rozga, author of Raw Survival, A Practical Guide to Living Through Loss. We could talk a lot more about that, but in the few minutes we have left,
yeah.
Can you give us just a little bit, some tips? I mean, your book is Raw Survival, A Practical Guide to Living Through Loss. Can you just give us a couple of tips? I mean,
yeah.
Tips seem so trivial. Give us some guidance, some help.
Yeah. You know, everyone grieves differently. Everyone, no matter the relationship of the person that you lost, a child, a parent, sibling, Raw Survival is for anyone who's walked through losing a loved one to death, no matter how recent. It's also for people that are walking with someone currently who's experienced loss. I talk about just how it changes your dynamic, your family dynamic, and, you know, how you need to be patient with one another and communicate. How it changes the dynamic of your marriage, what that looks like, and how grief just is so invasive straight across the board, but in your family, in your marriage. Mike and I attended a grief support group at our church called Grief Share. And one of the gals in there in the very first video, she said, look, I'm going to tell you something that doesn't make sense, but I'm going to tell you this. Lean into your grief. Don't avoid it. Don't try to go around it or go through it, rush it. It's a journey. It's a process. It's hard work. But lean into it. And that goes against the grain of everyone who hurts. You want to get through it as quickly as possible. You may choose some unhealthy ways to do that. Avoidance behavior is, I mean, that's kind of the first thing. People don't want to deal with it. But I will say that leaning into your grief is very much a part of the healing process.
And faith played a role in your healing?
It did. I mean, I knew that I had a decision to make. And so I asked myself, well, do I believe that what I believe is really what I believe? I mean, this is where the rubber hits the road. And I'm going to experience this, whatever this journey looks like. And I knew it was not going to be pleasant, with or without faith, with or without God. And it didn't make sense to me. I had a lot of questions, unanswered questions that I may never get answered until I meet David face to face. But I decided that I was going to cling to God during this. I just absolutely was. At the end of the day, when I put my head on my pillow, no one else could do this for me. Not my husband, who was very supportive. We helped each other, obviously, but I just kind of surrendered to the fact that I can choose to be bitter, I can choose to be better, and I have a say in what that better is going to look like, and I'm going to cling to God. And I was scared to death. I really was. I didn't know what it was going to entail, but that's what I did.
So your book, Raw Survival, A Practical Guide to Living Through Loss, where can we find it?
Locally, you can find it at Page Turner's here in town in Indianola. Hy-Vee carries it as well. And then it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Christian Book as well.
How does it feel now you have your book out there?
You ever have a dream like you go to school in your underwear, or like you find out you have a test, like we have a test today? That's kind of how I feel. It's a good thing. I mean, the whole why of the book is to, you know, honor David, to celebrate God's faithfulness through all this. I have a survival story to share, but I'm out there now. The whole messy journey is right there. It's called Raw Survival for a reason, but it's also a survival story. And so I just hope that it helps others. That's all. That's my greatest hope and prayers, that it just helps people grieving.
Thanks to Jan Rozga for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.